Welcome to today's Mad Science Experiment here at Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and every time you see with my purple gloves on right here, this is because we're going to be handling some unique artifacts, let's say. And today we are working on answering the question, does chlorine dioxide destroy glyphosate? So if you could show the side camera there, what you're going to see is a bottle of weed and grass killer, that's glyphosate. That's actually 410 parts per million glyphosate, right? So 41% glyphosate roughly. And then we have some water in a jar there with a shot glass in the center. We're gonna make chlorine dioxide infused water using the product there called DisinClO2, which is from the Safrax company, S-A-F-R-A-X. So that's it's a disinfectant. And then what I have here, hold this up. This bottle is diluted glyphosate from that weed killer bottle. So this is, I don't know, somewhere in the hundreds of parts per million or maybe as low as 100 parts per million. I'll have to check with our lab. And we're going to take that, divide it into two 50 mil vials here. And in one of them, we're going to put a volume of chlorine dioxide in water. And then we're going to have these tested in the lab to see if the glyphosate has been destroyed. Sound good? So let's do it. Let's get busy. Now I'm going to have to actually work on this over there. So the first thing I'm going to do, I won't have my microphone with me there. First thing I'm going to do is open the chlorine dioxide and I'm going to put one tablet into the shot glass, which will begin to make chlorine dioxide gas that will come out of the shot glass into, and it will infuse itself into the surrounding water. And that's actually the preferred way to make chlorine dioxide water. So I'm going to do that first and we can follow along here. All right. So these are the pouches that come in the large pouch, these individual bags with multiple chlorine dioxide tablets in them. So I'm going to just use one of these tablets, which is equivalent to 1 gram of mass itself. So 1 gram, which is actually a lot for such a small vessel. I'm going to put 1 gram in there. Okay, you see that? That's 1 gram. Gonna put it in and close it up. And it's starting to work. Okay, as you can see, it's going to work and it's making chlorine dioxide infused water right there in the shot glass. That shot glass water will the chlorine dioxide from that will infuse itself in the surrounding water, and you'll begin to see the color of all the surrounding water change to be a more yellowish color. So we're gonna come back in a few minutes and you're gonna see the water more yellow, and when we have that, then we're gonna take some of that water and combine it with chlorine dioxide over here in these vials. But first we have to transfer the glyphosate that's in this bottle into these 50 mil vials. So we'll do an A and a B, and the precise volume of this isn't actually very important, but I'm gonna go for about 50 mils each, give or take. So here we go. So I don't wanna get this on my skin because, you know, this causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, obviously. So I'm wearing the purple gloves. Okay, stand by. That looks almost perfect. I'm gonna put the lids on and label these. So here we have our first vial, right here. And we're gonna call this GLYA. And I will date these samples later. So this is GLYA, glyphosate A. And then we'll do GLYB. I will properly label these later and I'll date them and I'll have my initials on them too. It's just proper sample handling in our lab. But for right now, we have an A and a B here, okay? Now, these two vials have the same concentration of glyphosate in them. We don't yet know exactly what that concentration is, but we're going to run the tests in our mass spec instrument in our laboratory, and we're going to find out what is the starting glyphosate and then what is the ending glyphosate. Now, if you look at the side camera, you can see that the shot glass is now very much inundated with a lot of, you know, chlorine dioxide gas infused in that water. So what we're going to do now is, actually, you know what, I'm not even going to wait for it to go into the surrounding water. I'm just going to use a pipette here. Where's my pipette? Okay. I'm going to take, let's say, let's just do 1 mil, a milliliter of that chlorine dioxide water, and I'm going to put it into vial B. So this is currently about 50 mils. It'll be 51 when we're done. And one of those milliliters will be the chlorine dioxide water. And then we'll see if it destroys the glyphosate. So I'm going to go do that transfer. All right, so the transfer is done. I'm gonna hand these over to my lab tech that does the glyphosate testing, which is on our triple quad mass spec instrument. And that is a quantitation method that we developed that does not require post-column derivatization, by the way. So it's a really advanced, very precise quantitation technique using, of course, liquid chromatography combined with mass spectrometry. And by the way, this is something that we do in our lab routinely. And we test everything that we sell at healthrangerstore.com. All the food, all the supplements, all the superfoods, everything. We test everything that's a food or a consumable item. We test it for glyphosate. So we do these tests routinely every day. I mean, I don't know how many thousands of samples we test in a year. We test our raw materials, we test finished products, et cetera. So this is something that we do routinely. And so this is a really great practical use of that instrument technology to find out, to answer the question, does chlorine dioxide destroy glyphosate? And folks, I don't know the answer to that. I really don't know. And this isn't theater. Like, we didn't pre-test it. I have no idea. We're going to find out. I was told that chlorine dioxide destroys glyphosate, but I'm like, don't trust and then verify. You know, I don't trust anything anybody tells me, but I want to verify it and find out. Maybe they're right. Maybe it only destroys, you know, half the glyphosate. Maybe it destroys 99%. Maybe it destroys nothing. We're going to find out. And then we're going to share that answer with you. In the meantime, if you want to support us, you can shop at healthrangerstore.com, where you can find all of our supplements and foods, storable foods, superfoods, and so much more. We have an amazing assortment of health-oriented products, natural care, home care, emergency first aid products. We've got products on sale. We've got numerous categories and so on. And again, we apply our laboratory expertise to all of our products. So that's why you'll find our products to be the cleanest products available anywhere in the world, because we test for heavy metals, we test for glyphosate, we test for microbiology and much more. And can you show camera three? I just want to show people our microscope here right now. And I just want to show you that what we're doing with our microscope here right now, if you can show the screen, this is a zoomed in image of the gold deposition on a goldback. So there it is, zoomed out at 20x right there. This microscope is just one of the instruments that we have here at our lab. Anyway, this is our microscope with our digital display here. Yeah, you can kind of see it in that shot right there. And we're taking a look at foods and superfoods, all kinds of supplements and interesting products and gold and silver, et cetera, and showing you the results of that. Okay, so just showing you that we're doing a lot more laboratory demonstrations and science demos here, using our microscope in this case, or back in the lab with our mass spec instruments for testing things like glyphosate. So thank you for your support. When you shop with us at healthrangerstore.com, you help us have the budget to be able to afford this equipment and to be able to film and share these demonstrations with you. And a lot of interesting things coming up. You'll want to stay tuned on this. So follow me on Brighteon.com. Follow me on X at HealthRanger or on naturalnews.com or Brighteon.social. My username is also HealthRanger. Also Brighteon.io, which is a decentralized platform that has no central servers and cannot be censored. And it's a free speech platform, Brighteon.io. So thank you for all your support. And I look forward to bringing you more videos like this. And the conclusion of this video, we're going to find out and we'll let you know what the results are. Thanks for watching. All right, welcome back. We have the test results now. It's been, a week or whatever it's been. We have the test results now on the glyphosate. And just to review, if you'll show the side angle camera there, we took glyphosate weed killer and we put it into two vials at the same concentration. And then we took this chlorine dioxide, which you see there, DisNCLO2. That's from safrax.com. I'll tell you about them. And then we use it to make chlorine dioxide water, which is what you see, the yellowish kind of greenish water there in the canister. And then we took 1 milliliter of that water and put it into one of these 50 mil vials in order to see if it would destroy glyphosate. And I'm going to share the results with you now. And the reason I did this experiment is because I was told by several people that chlorine dioxide will destroy glyphosate. And I wasn't sure if I believed it because glyphosate is a very robust molecule. It's small, it's nimble, it penetrates a lot of things. It's actually very hard to destroy, except maybe by microbes in the soil can eventually break it down. But we've tried to microwave it and we've tried to use sunlight to break it down and we couldn't break it down. We've tried this in the lab many times. So here's the question. Did chlorine dioxide break down the glyphosate? And if so, how much? All right, so here's the answer. The first vial, now we had to dilute this way down in order to get it into our instrument range because we have a certain calibration range on our mass spec triple quad instrument for glyphosate quantitation. So we diluted it way, way down into under 100 parts per billion. So the vial on the left, which is A, I labeled it A, that has 58 parts per billion of glyphosate in it. Vial B, where we added the chlorine dioxide, it only has 15.8 parts per billion glyphosate, which means that the chlorine dioxide destroyed 73% roughly of the glyphosate. Wow. I mean, there's your answer. It destroyed 73% of the glyphosate. I'm actually surprised. I did not expect to see that high of efficacy of chlorine dioxide destroying glyphosate. But what this tells me is that, you know, if you're washing vegetables or anything, you buy fresh fruit or vegetables at the grocery store, it can have glyphosate residue on it. And, you know, on the outside of those, it probably makes sense to use a little bit of chlorine dioxide to wash that off. It's going to denature the glyphosate, or at least almost 3/4 of it. And it might do the same thing to other pesticides as well. It probably will, because many of the pesticide chemicals are way more fragile compared to glyphosate, which is quite robust. So this tells me that using a very simple, low-cost product that you can use safely at home, which is this Safrax chlorine dioxide, you can actually help clear off the majority of the glyphosate from surfaces. And that's a really great thing to know. I didn't know that before we ran this test. Now, the Safrax company, just to be clear, they're not a sponsor. They didn't pay me to do this. We paid for all this ourselves. I was just very curious about this. But we promote Safrax because of the benefits of chlorine dioxide. And from time to time, they also donate their product to our church that we then redonate to the local community, to first responders for, you know, sanitizing surfaces, dealing with outbreaks or whatever. A lot of, you know, emergency medicine uses. There are 1,000 uses of this product. So that's the only relationship we have with the Safrax company. But they are kind enough to have given us a discount code for our audience. If you want to get some of this yourself, you can go to rangerdeals.com. And if you scroll down there to the Safrax tab, you just have to scroll down. There's a lot of different deals there. Scroll down. There it is. Save 10%. And you just use discount code RANGER at the Safrax website, which is safrax.com. And you can go there, you can pick up these pouches. They're very affordable, 500 tablets. So you can make 500 batches of chlorine dioxide water, which has just a multitude of uses. Chlorine dioxide kills bacteria, kills fungi, molds, and spores, as well as denaturing so-called viruses and much, much more. So it's an outstanding first aid item. It's an emergency preparedness item. I've got cases of this stuff, and I've given away cases to so many people now, and everybody loves this product. Of course, use it only as directed. Read the instructions, because it does create chlorine gas soluble in water, and you need to know about that. But I use it on the ranch. I use it in the watering containers for my goats, for my chickens, for my dogs. I use it in my automatic dishwasher. If I've got dishes that are especially dirty and I really want to make sure they're fully sanitized, I'll put a tablet in the dishwasher. But just read the directions and get the parts per million concentration that you're looking for, which depends on how much water that you use. But bottom line, folks, turns out chlorine dioxide, it really does destroy glyphosate, or most of it. And that's a surprising result to me. So this is why we do the science. This is why we have the instruments. This is why we have our lab. And we test everything that we sell at healthrangerstore.com. That's why we even know how to do this test, because we test our products for glyphosate. We test our products, our superfoods, our supplements, our nutrition products for heavy metals and glyphosate, aflatoxins, also microbiology, bacteria, salmonella, E. coli, etc. We do all of this testing on our product line at healthrangerstore.com. So if you want really clean food, most of it's certified organic, all of it's lab tested, shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. So when you want really clean foods and superfoods and supplements and nutritional products, shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. Scroll down, you'll see all the things on sale, all the different categories, all the different benefits we have, new products that we're introducing, all laboratory tested for your safety and for your health. So thank you for shopping with us. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com and the founder of HealthRangerStore.com. Take care. It's that time of the year again to grow your own food, because, of course, there's nothing healthier and more nutritious than your own homegrown food. And we have partnered again with the Arc Seed Kit Company, and we carry their product line, which is just an extraordinary product line of heirloom, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds that have very high germination rates. We've got them on our website right now, healthrangerstore.com/seeds. And you can get the all-in-one seed kit here, which has about 50,000 seeds. I think it's 70 different varieties. You can get the backyard seed kit, which is a smaller version of that. Or you can get 5 kits for the price of 4 and share with your neighbors, friends, or church, or community members with this prepper special, which they put together just for us. So ARC, A-R-K, stands for Agricultural Resource Kit. And if you can show a shot on my desk here, it shows you some of the seeds that are in the kit. And this comes in a 4-inch PVC, so it's rodent-proof, and it's sealed from oxygenation. And we're talking about high-protein varieties, as you can see there, and it's not just a bunch of lettuce seeds, okay? We're talking about beans and corn. Some of the beans have, you know, a couple hundred seeds in there per pack. The packs are well-filled. Again, it's not just a bunch of lettuce seeds. This is actually food that you can live on. High-protein varieties for different growing zones. There's a guide that's included with it. Different growing zones with instructions and a lot of know-how that goes into this. And even the seed selection itself, it takes years of experience to know the right combination that just helps a family survive and grow food relatively easily and efficiently. So that's what the ARC Seed Kit is all about. So again, check it out at healthrangerstore.com/seeds. And then also show on my desk here, show what it looks like. Yeah, you see there's the 4-inch tube that it comes in. That's for the all-in-one seed kit. Very rugged, durable. And then the backyard seed kit is in the gold pouch there. that's more affordable and has a subset of those seeds. There's also the seed growing guide there that is available separately. But thank you for supporting us and for supporting the ARC Seed Kit Company, and also for supporting yourself in terms of your own self-reliance and your homesteading dreams, which can be coming true with more heirloom seeds. Remember, you can save the seeds generation after generation. So they're not GMO, they're not hybrid. This is heirloom seeds for seed saving and even for storing as a future form of possible barter, like currency. Seeds can be currency. So check it out, healthrangerstore.com/seeds. Thank you for supporting us.